Swearing parasha, the portion of Emor, say, speak, Bnei Aharon, the sons of Aaron. One, it is written, and the Lord told Moses, talk to the priests, the son of Aaron, and tell them, a soul shall not be defiled through its people. And it is written, Ve'ish o Isha, a man or woman, if there is a necromancer or future teller in them, they shall be put to death. Why is this text adjacent to the text, tell the priests, since he warned Israel to sanctify themselves in all, he also warned the priests that they should sanctify themselves, and also the Levites. It's written, you should speak to the Levites and tell them, in order for all of them to be holy and pure righteous. Two. Tell the priests, the son of Aaron. Is it not known that they are the sons of Aaron? Rather, the sons of Aaron and not the sons of Levi, because Aaron is the beginning for all the priests of the world, because the Creator has chosen him out of everyone in order to bring peace to the world, because Aaron's ways have raised him to that. Because during all of Aaron's life, he was trying to increase peace in the world. And because his ways are such, the Creator raised him to priesthood so that he would enter peace in the entourage of above. Because through his work, he causes the coupling of the Creator and his divinity, and peace is done in all the worlds. And because of this, it is written, say to the priests, the sons of Aaron. 3. How plentiful is the goodness that you have concealed for those who fear you, that you have operated for those who shelter in you. How plentiful is your goodness, how high and respected is the upper light called good, goodness. As written, and the Lord saw the light, that it is good. And this is the concealed light with which the Creator brings good to the world, and he does not stop it on any day. And through it the world exists, and it stands over it. The Creator made the upper world when it created the world, and it concealed it for the righteous that are destined to come. As written, that you have concealed for those who fear you, have operated for those who shelter in you. There are two lights. One, the light that is concealed for the future righteous and does not illuminate in the world. Two, the light that is called good, that is extended from the concealed light, and it shines in the world on every day, and the world stands upon it. 4. When the world was created, that light would be standing and illuminating from the head, from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. When the Creator looked at those wicked that are destined to stand in the world, he concealed that light, and is written, and he denied the wicked of their light. And the Creator is destined to illuminate it for the future righteous. This is that you have concealed for those who fear you and acted for those who shelter in you. You have acted is the action of concealment. As written, and to those who fear me, a shine of righteousness shall shine with feeling in its wings.
Okay, any questions? Yes, friend. Give him the microphone quickly.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask you, the light that reforms, who do we need to, or where do we need to get it from?
Where does all the light come from?
Where does the light come from?
I don't know. It's there.
Okay.
How do you want me to point at the light, to the North Pole, to the South Pole, to some planet? How can I explain it to you? Inside the flesh, where?
That's what I'm asking.
So, where can I point to, you understand? I don't know how to point at spirituality. There, above the ceiling, or below. Hell is down there, and heaven is up there. I don't know, there is no place. You're asking where?
No, as if...
What, in which quality? In the quality of bestowal.
That's what I'm asking.
Fine.
Well, thank you.
So let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.